coming to us live from Long Beach Comic Con. We got Jeff Book. How are we, sir?
Good, good. How are you, sir? I'm doing great.
I'm doing fine. I'm sitting here drinking a beer waiting for some trick-or-treaters.
I'm sitting here selling stuff, waiting for trick-or-treaters, and looking pretty.
All right. So what can you tell me about Long Beach and how it's gone this weekend?
Well, the Long Beach show, I'll tell you right now, is a little different than a lot of other shows that I've been to in regards to it's small but big. It's kind of like Reno, the biggest little city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how the Long Beach show is. It's a great atmosphere. It's a very nice setup. There's a lot of people here, and it seems like it's more of a Sunday show than anything else, which I've never had a convention that was like that before.
Okay.
Tons of people here on Sunday. The Friday and Saturday was a little on the slower side.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was really weird. I'm walking by Artist Alley, and, you know, little people, and you may have heard of this guy, little people like Steve Niles,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of sitting there twiddling his thumb. You know, Steve's done a couple things here and there.
Yeah, this view.
But no, you know, I mean, really just like, you know, the bigger names like Steve Niles, Nei, J. Scott Campbell. I mean, a lot of these guys were just kind of sitting there, you know, doing some stuff here and there, but I mean, definitely not like the Chicago shows or San Diego shows or anything like, or any kind of a bigger show.
Do you think it's bad news for LA?
I don't think so. I think because this is actually the second Long Beach show with this management company. I think it's like Mad Entertainment or Mad Management or something like that, with this company taking over and doing this show. It's just a second show. And like anything else, when something's new, people are kind of hesitant sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what this is all about.
People
are like, well, you know, San Diego was just a few months ago, and people are like, maybe they're burnt out. I don't know.
You're also competing with Detroit this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is very true. The fanfare, I believe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
enough about that. What have you enjoyed the most about the show?
Actually, I think the highlight. I mean, the best thing that happened to me was actually, and I'm going to bring this name up again. Steve Niles. You know, he walks up to me and says, "Jeff, how you doing, man? How's it going?" I'm like, "Really?" I mean, Steve Niles just walking up to me and saying, "Hey, what's going on, Jeff? How you doing?" That was kind of like, that was my highlight. And I'm not going to lie, but that was a highlight, you know, to my whole entire weekend.
Did he say what he knew you from?
He just said he knew my work.
Okay.
He didn't say, you know, exactly specifically. You know, I just told him I'm a colorist for Zenoscope, you know, I color for Zenoscope. And he's like, "Oh, yeah." He's like, I know. You know, just like a little small talk, you know, that we did, just another couple of minutes. And that was it.
Not bad.
I'm like, dude, that was like the best 5 minutes of my, you know, of my weekend.
Well, that's all right.
Like, that's awesome.
Oh,
and, of course, you know, just meeting a lot of different fans, like people who I haven't met. Andy Legal, one of them, I just met him today.
Oh,
he walked up to me.
Did he finally come over to you?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he says he said hi, so I'm saying hello back.
He was supposed to be my other Long Beach correspondent, but he decided he didn't want to be a part of it. I don't know what was going on. He said he couldn't get any cell reception in the place. I think I called him about 100 times today. So, oh well, big deal.
Oh well.
So overall,
I'm shocked that I have cell.
Overall, how has the show gone for you?
Overall, I think it's gone pretty well. I think it's gone pretty well. Excuse me. Again, you know, just, you know, when it comes to selling stuff, not the greatest. But again, just meeting the fans and meeting just a bunch of different creators, like, you know, Dan Pinozian is right in front of me here. You know, just meeting a whole bunch of different creators. It's awesome. I mean, and that's like any show, really.
So other
and that's, you know, that's one thing that I always take with me, that I always take away from shows, is that all those different creators, you know, that I've met, that I've idolized my whole life.
Have you made any new contacts on possible new coloring jobs?
Yeah, I got a couple kind of in the works. Not going to mention anything yet. Don't want to jinx it. But I have a couple new things hopefully in the works that I just talked to a couple people today about, you know, with different companies. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully with Zenoscope, I'm going to have a couple of full books that I'll be working on within the next few months.
And what companies are represented there at Long Beach?
Well, Zenoscope is one. Aspen is the big one. They're kind of like the anchor company.
Okay.
Top House here. I believe Arcana's here, Archaic is here, I think I'm saying their name right. If I'm not, I'm sorry.
No job for you.
Yeah, I'm fired already. I'm trying to think who else. Those are the ones that come to mind because they were all kind of in the same area, like the Zenoscope area where I was doing some signings. Okay. So I looked at them, you know, the most.
All right. Well, with that, I'll let you go ahead and head back over to the show floor. So, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Our eyes on the floor in Long Beach, Jeff Bulk.
Woo! Okay.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.